Thanks for coming. The purpose of this press conference is to provide information regarding the shots fired incident that took place the evening of Wednesday, August 25th. We'll provide time for a few questions at the end. And to give you the details, I'm going to introduce Lieutenant Matt Stevens.
I'm Matt Stevens, Lieutenant of the Criminal Investigations Division at the Columbia Police Department. At approximately 8:02 p.m., officers were dispatched to a report of shots fired near Douglas Park in the 400 block of Providence Road. Upon arrival, officers located one adult male victim lying on the ground near the park with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The arriving officers and civilians that were on scene provided aid to the victim until the medics arrived. The victim, who was later identified as Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, middle initial M, last name Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, was transported to a local hospital and later died as a result of his injuries. During this investigation, officers and detectives worked together with the crime scene investigators, the K-9 unit, the street crimes unit, and members of the Violent Crimes Task Force, along with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. When officers originally arrived on scene at Douglas Park, there were approximately 100 people in that area, and initially the officers did not get a lot of information resulting in the identification of a suspect or a crime scene or anything that had actually occurred. During the course of the investigation, members of the community who were present at the scene did assist the Columbia Police Department, and that allowed for a suspect to be identified in this case. The suspect in this shooting has been identified as Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, middle initial L, last name Murray, M-U-R-R-Y. He's 48 of Columbia. Murray is a black male, approximately 5'11" and 220 pounds. He was last seen leaving eastbound from the scene on foot and is considered to be armed and dangerous. Murray is currently wanted on a no bond warrant for first degree murder and armed criminal action. With the assistance that was provided to us by the community members who were on scene that spoke with us about what they did see, the Columbia Police Department Detective Unit, Crime Scene Investigators, and the Street Crimes Unit were able to put a case together and establish probable cause for his arrest in under 8 hours. The Columbia Police Department and Detective Unit would like to extend our appreciation to the community members who did come up and speak with us, providing information in terms of what they saw and where they saw it. Because initially that was a struggle for us, and once we had information from them, we were able to move this case forward, and like I said, within 8 hours had probable cause for the arrest of a homicide suspect. So we would thank them for their participation and willingness to help us with this case.
Reiterate some of what Lieutenant Stevens said. The incidents of violent crime in Columbia are becoming a threat to our futures. The loss of life, the loss of potential, the pain caused to those who are all affected should motivate us all to do better. I'm thankful for those who spoke up, and I recognize that it takes a great deal of courage. It's something that we admire as a community, that we admire as police officers, and I'm thankful for those who came forward. It's important that the community continues to work together to hold these violent offenders accountable for their actions. By working together, we've done just that. This is an ongoing investigation. Some questions we can answer, some that we can't, but we will take time for a few questions. Matt, if you want to step up.
Can you speak on what led up to the incident?
We don't know exactly because we have one person that was involved in the incident that's deceased and the other one right now that's a fugitive that we're trying to locate. We know that the two were familiar with one another and had interaction that evening. but I don't know precisely what caused the incidents that happened to have happened.
Just a quick clarification, Lieutenant. The last name of the victim was J-O-R-D-A-N, or was it a J-O-R-V-A-N?
Yes, J-O-R-D-A-N.
D-A-N, okay.
Thank yes. you.
You spoke a lot about how the help of the community was essential for this case. Is that rare to receive that kind of help in incidents like these?
It has been in the past, and we're trying to fix that. It's progressively getting better. We talk about, you know, Crime Stoppers, for example, you know, for people who don't want to come to the police face-to-face. Crime Stoppers is still, it's a great outlet for somebody who doesn't want to provide their name or any of that information, you know, to us, but to still deliver that message. You call them at 573-875-TIPS. It's completely anonymous, and just like we've said in the past, I would hope that they would give us enough information to work off of. We don't have a way to follow up on any of that information, or any of the callers' information, because it is completely anonymous. So whatever they provide us right then is what we have to go off of. So they need to be very detailed and thorough in everything that they provide us, because that's what we have to work with at the end of the call. But it is getting better, and it's like I said, that's how you eliminate problems and how you solve crimes effectively and efficiently, because you've got probable cause for this in under 8 hours. And that's really impressive.
Thank you.
I know you mentioned where he was last seen. Do you guys still think he's in Columbia, or do you have any idea of where he could be at this moment?
Don't know exactly where he is, but we don't believe that he is still in town. We've had multiple sources that have said that he's not, but we don't have a good location for where we believe he is.
And you mentioned Crime Stoppers. Do you think that has played a significant role in this case itself and others as well?
This specific one, it has not at this point, but doesn't mean that couldn't change. If somebody does know where he is, this is a great time. They could call and let them know that information. Crime Stoppers pays for tips that leads to arrests. So that's money on the table for somebody who wants to stay anonymous, get paid, and help the police department out.
And I know earlier there was an event and a shooting at Juneteenth where there was also a large gathering of people. Is this some of the similar circumstances you're seeing related with the amount of people there, or them willing to talk to you once you were able to get them to talk, or can you talk about that at all?
I think that individually, they're completely separate from one another, not the same. So it's a whole different set of circumstances, and you've got different crowds of people around. So a lot of times it just depends on who's there and who's willing to talk. So either way, you know, it worked out really well for us this time. And like I said, we appreciate the help that they provided to us.
So was it an anonymous tip that led to a lot of this information, or?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a Crime Stoppers call. It was basically getting out, talking to people, relationships, and the people that were there trusted us enough to help us with the information. And you've got a lot of people who are afraid to talk, but on the flip side of that, they're not interested in having violence in their community. And so then you've got them teetering on that edge between what to do. So when you start to get those, you know, relationships established, then there's a barrier of trust that all of a sudden you cross that line, and now we're on the same page fighting for the same goals. And that's an example of what this looked like.
Can you give an example of how CPD is building relationships in these neighborhoods?
Sure. You've got officers who are, you know, out of their cars. They're talking to people. We continue to go to neighborhood meetings, you know, things that are of valued interest to the community. You've got the community outreach officers that's spreading throughout the department. So that's becoming widespread. And instead of being, you know, more isolated and in your car, people are out. They're getting to know people that are in their beats, and they're doing a whole bunch of different items like that.
All right. Thank you.
Is
Sorry, last one. Now that this incident has occurred and there's been some more that happened in that same area previously this year, are there going to be any more response in that area? Are you guys going to have more police patrolling that area? Is there going to be anything done to help as we move forward?
So Lieutenant Stevens alluded to it, but the community outreach unit that was originally formed as a standalone unit has been reconstituted, and we'll talk more about that later. But officers in that area will be more participatory. What has changed with the community outreach unit, it is not going to be an indefinite standalone unit. It will be the model that we use to police in Columbia citywide as we grow that model and transition. So you'll see more of that activity, not just in Douglas Park, but throughout the city. And you'll see these relationships continue to grow.
And you mentioned that you guys are building those relationships. Have you asked, especially in the Douglas Park area, things that residents think the need or should or want to be done to help reduce violence in that area?
Sure, and there will be more of that. As the community outreach officers are more present, we'll be asking for more of that input. We have fallen short as a police department in the past by not taking action based on some of those recommendations, and obviously we can't act on every recommendation that we get, but I do anticipate seeing more action. The officers are invested, and I think you'll see more of that as we move forward. Last thing I will say, I always have a last thing, right? Our officers come in the middle of the night. They are on call. They leave their families to come do this because they see the importance of solving these violent crimes and keeping us all safe, me included. I'm thankful for them, and I am thankful that our community is partnering with them in the same way, with the same desire to make things better. And I think when we see something and we say something, that we have good outcomes. So I'm thankful for what I've seen. It's always scary for us as a community when we lose someone, but to see people come together to try to reduce the effects of that or the future impacts of that is encouraging. So thank you all for coming. Hopefully we don't have to have one of these for this reason, for quite some time, if ever. Thank you.